us begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong. Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs. Small business confidence is at an all-time high. The stock market has smashed one record after another. And our wealth, our nation has lost its wealth, but we're getting it back so fast. The era of economic surrender is totally over.
Hours after our President Donald Trump declares that the economy of the United States of America is at its strongest, and not only is it at its strongest, but it is going to get stronger, the stock market falls 666 points.
Market gains came to a screeching halt on Friday as the Dow suffers its worst points drop since 2008. On percentage terms, just over 2%, it's the worst fall since 2016. It ends at low sessions of the day, off 1,100 points for the week. More significantly, perhaps, volatility, as seen through the VIX index, that is up 50%. Look at the Dow 30, and if you look at the Dow 30, not a single stock manages to raise itself above the parapet. Not surprising that, of course, because as the selling continues, so the portfolio and the algorithms kick in to sell vast quantities across the entire range of the Dow 30.
Now, of course, this has prompted a lot of different reactions online. Some proclaiming that this is a move of God, believing that this is God warning you about something that's coming. Others believing that this is actually a move by the elite. That this is a sign, a clear sign of who truly controls the economy. And as the stock market and the cryptocurrency market is going up, down, right, left, and with the rise of AI on top of that, which mostly has bots controlling both industries, it's safe to say, at least in my humble opinion, and remember, this is just an opinion based on the questions that you guys are asking, that none of this is coincidence. That number 666 and the stock market is not merely coincidence. Revelation 13:18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. A day is coming, in my opinion, where a mark of the beast is going to be here, alive and well. And it is going to be able to track everything you buy and in everything you sell. That technology is already here. That technology that they're going to be using for this such system is going to be here in no time. So for them to tie in 666, the stock market, which is our financial institution, and that ties into the mark of the beast, that to me is pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. I'm not big on numerology. There are a lot of people who are very good on that. They'll be like, 1 plus 5 equals 6. If you divide that by 2.897830, and today's February the 1st, this means that the Antichrist is alive and well. I don't do that. I can't break that down like that. But I can tell you not to put your trust in princesses and in men. Matthew 24:4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceives you. No man. And if so many of you are bewildered by the stock market saying 666, I have news for you. That's nothing compared to the special effects event that you're going to be seeing at some point in time in the future. That's nothing compared to the deception. That's nothing compared to what you're going to see in 5 or 10 years. Psalm 146:3, like I said, put not your trust in princess nor in the son of man. Here's the part about this whole thing. When I spoke about Bush, everyone was like, yeah, you know, he's a deceiver, this and that. Okay. When I spoke about Clinton, yeah, she's a murderer. Yeah. You speak about Obama, yeah, people are putting their hopes in, talk about change we can believe in, that's a lie, there is no hope, blah, 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 yeah, he's a murderer, ah, he supports sodomy, yeah, woohoo. God forbid you mention anything about Trump. He's our president. He's my president. Don't you dare talk about my president. He mentioned God in the speech. Did he mention Jesus Christ? No. Freemasons also believe in a God. It's just not the God that you think that they believe in. When someone says, "In God we trust," ask yourself, by the actions of this country, in what God they're putting their trust in. It's not the God of the Bible, and it's not Jesus Christ. Yet you put your trust in the economy of the United States of America, not realizing that just as they could pull the trigger and make it say 666, they can pull the trigger and blow up that economy artificially or deflate it artificially. But the ones in control of this economy is not the president. Sadly, he has done the mistake of taking credit for a good stock market. And now, when it begins to crash, slowly but surely as the years pass on, he's going to have to absorb the blame just as he took the credit for it going up. And that's just the way it is. My brothers and my sisters, let's go back to the basics. We're not of this world. You're not of this world. That's Bible. Job said it best in Job 31, 24 to 28. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, "Thou art my confidence," if I rejoice because my wealth is great and because mine hand has gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it's shining, or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart has been secretly enticed, or my mouth has kissed my hand, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the God that is above. As you're walking around on this earth, whether you're in the United States of America, whether you are in Puerto Rico, whether you are in Mexico, whether you are in Russia, whether you are in China, if you are a disciple of Christ, you're not of this world. Don't you notice that whether the economy is great or the economy is horrible, disciples of Christ are still persecuted around the world? It's true, or is it not true? It's true. So why are you celebrating the economy being so tremendously high? And or why are you celebrating it being tremendously low? When it has zero impact on you as a disciple of Christ, for persecution is coming. For this past week, they clearly proved to you that the stock market and the cryptocurrency market can be used to be manipulated like you wouldn't imagine, to the point that they can make it go down exactly 666 points. Once again, Matthew 24:4, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." Yet many are still not listening to what I'm saying. Many will still think that I'm attacking Trump. Many will still think that I'm talking about this and that. Not it. I said the same thing about the Clintons. I said the same thing about Obama. And I'm telling you the same thing about Donald Trump. Do I pray for him? Absolutely. Has he made some great decisions? He's made some good decisions. Absolutely. But I will not put my trust in princess nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no hope. God bless you, family. Things are going to get rocky in 2018. And this is just the beginning. Get in prayer. I urge you, get in deep prayer. Prepare your family for the future that's coming. Okay? You clearly saw, if anything, this past week, that the economy can be manipulated like that, to the point that they can make it go down exactly the points that they wanted to go down to spook the heck out of you. Right? And they surely did. So, if that's what they can do, folks, the cat's out of the bag now, man. It just further confirms to you that you're not of this world. That's what it does. So may God bless you and your family. And remember, just because you're not of this world, that means that you're alone. No. You have the Holy Spirit of God. You have Jesus Christ himself dwelling within you. And that means that even if you're outnumbered by a bunch of Freemasons, you have the power of God. Oh, but Tali, you're preaching a message of no hope. No, that's not what I'm saying. On the contrary, it's a victorious message. For if your hope is not dependent upon the stock market, then the same God who makes sure he feeds the birds is the same one who's made sure that you ate something today. Did you eat something today? Oh, did you eat some fluffy pancakes? Did you eat some scrambled eggs? What did you eat today? It was something. Rejoice in that. Rejoice in the fact that you're not putting your trust upon the world governments of this world. You're putting your trust upon the King. A victorious King. In whom there is hope. In whom there is victory. In whom there is joy. In the King. Just because you're not of this world, that means that you're alone. No. You have direct access to the Father. Right there where you're at. Kneeling down and seeking him. And pray for President Trump. And even pray for Obama. Pray for all of their repentance. In the name of Jesus, God desires that all men come to repentance. This is not about holding grudges. Or about not having hope that God can deliver people. No, it's not about that. It's about making you understand that just as Jesus was about his Father's business, you need to be about your Father's business. And your Father's business is saving people. Your Father's business is delivering people, casting out devils, setting the captives free. That's your Father's business, to deliver people. I love you guys. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power, Lord. We thank you for setting us free. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus, because in a world where the world, no matter how good they're doing, how bad they're doing, disciples of Christ are persecuted, you're there with us. In a world where our very own family members can turn against us, you're there with us. In a world where currency manipulation occurs, you show no favoritism, and you're there with us. In a world where there is no hope, you are our hope. In a world where the doctors say there is no healing, you are our healing. In a world where they depend on artificial intelligence for their hope, we have the Holy Spirit who is our hope. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us and to make decisions that no algorithm could do. In a world where transhumanists are depending on AI and avatars to live eternally, we live eternally in you, the only way, the true way, Jesus Christ. You are our hope. You are our world. And only in you will we trust. The true God, Jesus Christ, the only way. May God bless you and your family. Amen. Jesus is the only way. Keep your eyes on him. Because what you're seeing now is nothing. Remember, in 5-10 years, Tally said it, it's nothing. Not because I'm a prophet, but because these things are going to happen. Remember the times of Exodus? Remember with the Pharaoh's magicians did all sorts of false signs and wonders? Keep your eyes on Jesus. May God bless you and your family. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And family, thank you for always watching. Thank you for sharing these videos. May God bless you and yours. Tomorrow is going to be my birthday, so glory to God for that. Another year has passed. And glory to Jesus Christ. God is really, 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 really good. You know, I'm feeling good. Glory to God. My health is better. Glory to God. And that's all glory to Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your support. We love you very much. And you have a good day.